Save Our Buses was one of many chants heard at a rally outside Southside Middle School just before the start of a Muncie Community School Board meeting. A major point on the agenda for that meeting? Whether or not to move on from longtime busing partner M&M. One protester, Alan Thompson, a school bus mechanic, wanted Superintendent Stephen Ball to know nothing should change with the bus system and that teachers deserve better.
He needs to keep it the way it is or resign. Same way with the teachers, you know, he needs to be fair with these teachers.
While the board decided to table the transportation discussion for a later date, that didn't stop community members from raising their concerns for teachers.
Teachers are not expenses, they're assets and should be treated as such.
Doctors can save a life of a child, but a teacher can make a life for a child.
We can't teach our kids to be respectful if we can't be respectful of everyone else.
The board waited until the end of the meeting to hear from the public, something that did not sit well with Muncie Teachers Association President Pat Kennedy.
You would like to think that the board would want to hear comments from the public before they act upon things as though they care. Apparently they are going to wait until the end of the meeting for comments, and I think that sends a very clear message to the public that we're kind of an inconvenience.
Despite all of the tensions in the room, Muncie City Council member Dan Ridenour gave one possible way to work things out.
We need as a city to work with our schools to come up with ways to fund this.
The board adjourned the meeting after the public comments and did not take questions from the media. They will meet Wednesday with the Teachers Association for one more round of negotiating on a new teachers contract, the first in 2 years. In Muncie, Tony Sandlaben, IPR News.